Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Volta Premier and Kekeli FM Ho, Amenuveve Aflao and Lolonio FM Hohoi. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up this morning, treatment of HIV and malaria under threat as $40 million worth of essential medicines still stuck at the Tema port, with some 6 civil society organizations threatening massive demonstration.
The essence of our intended action, therefore, is to draw the attention of the presidency and parliament to the looming public health emergency if no immediate actions are taken.
Also, ECG refuses to accept blame for engaging in activities that could potentially collapse the national power system. Details as the ranking on the Mines and Energy Committee calls on government to intervene. Also in business,
World Bank upbeat about Ghana's economic recovery as it projects almost 3% end-of-year growth rate for the country. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And we'll be in Madina on the Madina Highway for today's field exhibition, where we find the median of roads used as transit points for waste collection.
The rubbish is not from the Togo people, it's not from Burkina Faso, it's not from Cote d'Ivoire, it's from the Ghanaians. So we will talk. We are in the same problem.
These are more with me, Mamiesi Nyamite Thompson. Please stay for details. Let's dig in now. The treatment of HIV, AIDS and malaria in Ghana faces a serious threat as 266 containers filled with essential medical supplies remain exposed at the Tema port for more than a year. These supplies include vital medications such as antiretroviral drugs, insecticide-treated nets, rapid diagnostic kits and cartridges. Despite the pressing need for them, government is delaying clearance, anticipating donors to cover the $3.6 million cost. Now, Ernest Amwabing Austin is president of the Ghana HIV and AIDS Network, issuing a warning about an imminent health disaster if immediate action isn't taken to clear the goods.
The commodities in reference, valued at more than $40 million, have been wasting away at the port since May 2023. The situation has currently created stockouts in health facilities across the country, leading to needless loss of lives and frustration for health workers. The essence of our intended action, therefore, is to draw the attention of the presidency and parliament to the looming public health emergency.
Well, Ernest Amwabing Austin also says 6 CEOs have revealed plans to stage a major demonstration on April 17 to draw attention from the presidency and parliament.
They are not supposed to pay taxes and levies to commodities they donate freely to the country. Regrettably, government insisted on the payment, and this is what led to the deadlock in the clearance process, which has festered to date. In view of the above, we, the leadership of CSO networks, whose area of operations mainly focus on HIV and AIDS and malaria and TB, plan to stage a mass public demonstration.
Meanwhile, president of the National Association of Persons Living with HIV, LCIA, has also been expressing frustration over the commodities lockup, highlighting the dire importance of the unavailability of the drugs to members.
So you can imagine being given 6 months, receiving 6 months medication, then you go for your refill and you have 1 month. It sells a lot. I've checked with people, they've been getting 1 month. Facilities in regions are half full. Would go from facility to find out what quantity do you have, what can you spare us. What does that mean? It means that there's shortage and the commodities are at the port in Ghana. It is unacceptable.
Ms. Elsie Ayer is president of the National Association of Persons Living with HIV. Away from that, ranking member on the Energy Committee, John Abdullahi-Jinapor, says it is escalating ECG's failure to produce a timetable to the Speaker of Parliament. The committee met with various stakeholders in the power sector to understand the challenges leading to the recent power outages experienced across the country and instructed the power distributor, ECG, to produce a timetable. But ECG is yet to obey the directive. Speaking to Evans Mensah on Newsnight, the ranking member, John Jinapor, says the committee will report the matter to the Speaker.
In the interim, the committee directed to all of them that there should be a load management timetable on a daily basis so people can plan their lives. I'm surprised ECG hasn't adhered to the committee's directive. I'm sure that the chairman will notify him and will notify the Speaker and leadership, and they will take it from there.
Well, that was Mr. Jinapor. Now, the Electricity Company of Ghana is refusing blame by the National Grid Company that it is responsible for putting the nation's power system at risk of collapse. The company is rather blaming GridCo for gaps in supply, which has got people calling for a load shedding timetable. There's more of that coming up shortly in subsequent bulletins. Now, Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo has pledged that the judiciary, under her watch, will expeditiously tackle cases involving land. Some land disputes travel for decades through their Ghanaian courts, frustrating litigators. Now, according to the Chief Justice, land disputes have become a major disincentive for businesses and investors, assuring the judiciary will take a new approach to dispose of such cases.
What is causing so much litigation over land? When land is the most effective source of equity and capital for prosperity and business, could the high cost of doing business in Ghana be related to the incessant litigation over land? How are we affecting the peace index of the nation through this high volume of land litigation? What must we all do differently? As administrator of justice, on behalf of the citizenry, I deem it my bounden duty to call for such conversations that will assist us all to break these high walls against the easy flow of capital and investments into our country because of the uncertainty of security of investment in landed property.
Yeah, Chief Justice Gertrude Torkornoo. Now, still on judicial matters, legal practitioner and vice president of Imani Africa, Kofi Bento, says the public's mistrust in the judicial system can be corrected if it begins to feel that justice is delivered fairly. Citing the example of the expedited case brought before the Supreme Court by Saudi MP Roxinda Fiamapo, where the minority in parliament raised concerns of biases, Kofi Bento urged the Chief Justice to thoroughly explain why such cases get delayed or expedited to calm nerves. He spoke to Evans Mensah on Top Story.
I think too many times justice is not deemed to be done. And I believe that the transparency that the present Chief Justice is bringing will help explain why certain things happen the way they happen. The recent case is the case of Honorable Dafi Amepo.
Yeah.
And the thinking that one case was expedited, the other case was not expedited. I have been in cases where I think the delays were unexplainable.
Away from the judiciary, road medians should ideally be a green space, landscaped with flowers, trees and beautiful plants. But that is not the case on the Medina Highway. Looking dry and dusty, these medians are now being used as transport for waste collectors. On Field Exhibition today, Hannah Adami tells us what she saw when she drove along that stretch.
One, two, three, four, and five. That's the number of heaps of rubbish on display in between the highways on the Medina Zongo stretch in the national capital. Pedestrians call this an eyesore, especially for a city which yearns to be the cleanest in Africa.
It's very, 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 very abhorrent. You are sitting here saying, and after that you go and put garbage here. It's not nice.
Those who make, gather and dump the rubbish in between the roads say it is the assembly which has not been responsible in collecting the rubbish.
The waste collectors don't come to pick the rubbish, and so this place is always filthy and smelling. This leads to cholera and malaria. I dare ask, is this the country we say will be the cleanest in Africa soon?
Fed up with a constant spectacle of rubbish littered all over the stretch, this regular user of the road proposes a solution.
The Zoom Lion, now no place they're supposed to put the admins. So they will tell the people, you put it on the middle of the road. So after another day, they will come and pick it. So we will talk. We are in the same problem.
Hannah Odame with today's exhibition, filth exhibition. And that's how we end the bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.